The conference is now being recorded.
Good afternoon, and I would like to welcome everyone to the Jupiter Mines Q2 call. Today, we have Jupiter Chief Executive Officer, Priyank Thapliyal, to provide a brief update on the second quarter of the 2020 financial year, and then we will open up to questions from callers. Thanks, Priyank.
Thank you, Ree. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second quarter call for Jupiter Mines. As you must have already received a copy of the results which were declared this morning, it's probably fair to say that the operations are going as planned. In fact, we had flagged a 3 million tons production target for this current financial year, and as we are able to ship some low-grade and low-grade product, we anticipate to exceed that for this financial year. The costs are largely tracking our $2.20 target, which we have maintained for the last year or so. I think on the logistics, which is a substantial chunk of our costs, between 55%-60%, it's fair to say that Transnet has been doing a phenomenal job. They have confirmed for this current financial year our 2.1 million tons Mecca allocation at 100% strike rate, which historically has been around 90%-95%, so that is a big benefit for our costs. Above and beyond that, they have also confirmed for this current financial year an extra allocation of 200,000 tons on the rail, which again helps us to manage our costs. We have also been able to ship the first production out of the port of Lüderitz in Namibia end of August, the first ship set sail. Our plan for that channel is to achieve around 25,000-30,000 tons of shipment every month. All those things are going as planned, and if we can continue to deliver, then we should be able to deliver our tons at the $2.20 cost target, which we have maintained. On the mining side, as the report says, we have had some challenges. It's largely a combination of three factors. The first is the equipment breakdown. The second was unseasonal amount of heavy rain in the Kalahari, which we all know is a desert. Then we were also mining in Cut 8, which was a very challenging area from a mining perspective. We have taken some mitigation actions. We've got, like, more equipment on site, better maintenance, and all those things are basically being implemented, so we should come out of these mining challenges over the next 6-12 months. The report also flags that the barrier pillar mining has commenced. We started that in August, and although it is early days, we are tracking our plan for the barrier pillar. The other relevant thing which the management team has been working on is the expansion study, which we have flagged, I believe, at the time of our AGM, and that study again is going as per plan, and we anticipate the first pass results to be ready by end of the current financial year. Apart from that, on the marketing side, the price has softened a bit, according to our marketing team. It's more a function of the sentiment. They still see strong fundamentals. Most of the low-grade stockpiles by us and most of the other producers are almost sold out, so that should help support the manganese price. There are slightly higher stockpiles in China, and once those stockpiles come to manageable levels, then I think that should all basically support the manganese price. From a fundamental perspective, from a long-term, mid-term planning basis, we really do not see any change in the fundamentals for the steel production in China, with the domestic production being the main focus, which is going to be driven by infrastructure demands. The steel and the ferroalloy industry has very strong fundamentals, and that is why we are going to maintain our guidance for our 3 million plus production at the $2.20 cost. And the last point which I would like to make is that we have received our half of the 1.75 billion rands. That's all basically converted into Aussie dollars and sitting in our bank account. And we plan to distribute that out as our second half dividend over the course of November. Again, on the dividend front, the only thing which I would say is that the final decision will be taken at our end of October board meeting, but we do not see any reason to change what we have been doing in the past in terms of the dividend payout. So whatever funds we have received, by and large, all of that will be paid out as the second half dividend over the course of November. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say as far as the operations are concerned, and now I would like to open it up for Q&A.
Thanks, Priyank. Hello, everyone. I'm Bree from Express Virtual Meetings, and I'll be conducting your question and answer session. You're invited to ask questions by pressing star 1 on your phone keypad now. You'll be placed in a queue. Please listen for your name, and I'll introduce you through to the call. Firstly, we have Mark Bashira. Please go ahead, Mark.
Yes, hi, Priyank. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, on the low-grade and the low-low-grade, can you give an indication of what percentage you shipped during the quarter and then also what you see for the rest of the financial year in terms of shipments of the low-grade material?
So, Mark, it's fair to say that we will basically deliver our 3 million tons of the high-grade product, which is our 36.5% product, and anything above that will be made up by the low-grade and low-low-grade product. So whatever was available because of what we generated over the course of January and February of this year has more or less been sold out. So for the second half of this financial year, we would probably have mostly the product for the high-grade sales. We will not have the low-low-grade and the low-grade available for the second half.
Right, okay. And on your shipment through the Port of Lüderitz, is that accounted for under the 2.1 million tonne MECA contract?
No, MECA. That is all through the South African Transnet rail and port infrastructure. This is, as you know, Lüderitz is a Namibian port. It has never shipped manganese in the past. We are the first ones to trial it. So it is not part of the 2.1 million tons.
Right. And you've got that 25 to 30,000 tons a month. You've got that contracted for a year or 2 years. Can you give me maybe an indication of the timeline?
Now, as I said, our goal is to ship between 25 to 30,000 tons. We have just done the first ship. We believe we can achieve that, but it is not like the Transnet take-or-pay contract.
Okay. And just one final question. Given the increase you're holding by AMCI, is there any sort of thoughts about further changes to the board further down the track? Have they expressed any interest?
As Brian said at the time of the AGM, we have basically been approached by AMCI to have Mr. Hans Menne on the board of the company, which our board is very enthusiastic about. So all the paperwork or whatever goes, the ticking the boxes, all that is happening, and we will be in a position to make the announcement soon.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. There's no further questions at this time, Priyank.
Well, on that note, I would like to thank all of you for your time. Thank you.